Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
And as you know, in the month of April, we began a series of messages along the lines of the good news of Jesus. The goal of the series of messages is to give you a better understanding of the gospel so you can fully appreciate it and maximize its benefits for you. We began the series with talking about how to receive the true gospel and how to better understand it. Of course, we also made the point that there is a false gospel, that is no gospel at all. We followed that up with a message on the resurrection, and we entitled it Resurrecting Easter, which is of first importance, the resurrection of Jesus and its implication to us. On the third week, we talked about a message on justification, our insatiable appetite for approval, God's approving us even when we don't deserve it. Last week, we talked about big-time buyback, which is a conversation about the idea of redemption. And today, we've arrived at the fifth week of the month, and we're landing the message on a message on being transformed. When you receive the gospel, when you hear the gospel, you actually begin a journey with Jesus. The journey, as you move forward in Him, you begin to realize your understanding of God's holiness begins to grow in you. But at the same measure, as you understand the holiness of God, you begin to understand how sinful you are. In that process, you realize the gap between the holiness of God and your ability to reach Him. Thus, you need to understand the gospel further. Unfortunately, most of us don't really have a greater understanding of the gospel. And so the gap remains the same. And as we move forward in life, our sin gets worse and we try to fill up that gap with different kinds of things, ranging from works to seek our approval, works to redeem ourselves, and works work on the best behavior. We try our best to really clear our own lives. And thus, we end up failing and ending with this gap. The idea behind this series of messages is to show you that the gospel is that very thing, that the gospel is about justification, redemption, and finally, sanctification. In other words, the gospel is not just declaring that you are righteous, but it is actually making you righteous. It is a continually working in your life, progressively separating you from sin. This is the idea of our final message on the gospel, which is sanctification. To begin with, I'd like to ask the question, what is sanctification? Well, to begin, it says it is God's will. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. There it is. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Not just sexual immorality, but avoid every semblance of sin in your life. And that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. A lot of things to say there. It is God's will that you have the ability to avoid sin. It is God's will to help you learn to control your own body. In that way, your body becomes holy and becomes honorable. First point, what is sanctification? It is simply this, God's will. God's will for your life is that you're justified and redeemed and finally sanctified so that your life is fully becoming the thing that God wants you to be. Now, secondly, it is God's work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, but we ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits, to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. Notice the words that our salvation is not even just by faith, and of course we're saved by faith, justified and redeemed, but we are saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit through belief in the truth. It is God's work. It is 100% the work of God. His blood was shed, and because of that, God redeemed us, justified us, and now is sanctifying us. The pure blood of Jesus, justified, redeemed, sanctifies it. It is the God, the Holy Spirit inside of us that is working 24 hours a day, changing our will. As a result of that, God 100% working in us, we give God 100% of our love, not because we're forced to. Not because we're required to, but simply because out of gratefulness for the fact that He's justified us, redeemed us, and now He's gradually changing us. What is sanctification? It is God's will. What is sanctification? It is God's work. It has to be God's work because our sins are so intertwined with our personalities, it cannot be fixed overnight. And thus, it is also God's process. Philippians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, in all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in what? In the gospel. There it is. Your partnership in the gospel caused you to be justified, caused you to be redeemed from the first day till now. a process. In other words, it begins at the moment that you begin to believe in Jesus and a process that goes on for the rest of your life. Being confident of this, that He who began the good work in the first day will carry it on to completion. In other words, He's confident that because you put your faith in Jesus, you've been justified, you've been redeemed, and He who began this good work will carry it on to completion as He sanctifies you until the day of Jesus. Either you die or either He comes back, whichever way the case is, you will constantly be transformed or are being transformed. We will never be perfect, but we're always going through this process of being perfected. So how does it work? If sanctification is the will of God, the work of God, and the process of God, how does it work? Well, it says in Romans chapter 12 that through the redeeming of our minds, Romans 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." There are the words holy and pleasing again. But this is only because you're responding to the mercy of God. You're responding to the kindness of God given to you through the gospel, and as such, you're offering your body as a living sacrifice to be pleasing to God, not to earn the merits of God, but to be pleasing to Him. And then it goes on to say, do not conform to the pattern of this world. In other words, don't try to follow this, avoid these sins, learn to avoid them, learn to have self-control, but be transformed by the renewing of mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world is our work, 100% of our work, and being transformed is only the Holy Spirit can do that with our minds. Then what will happen is you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. This is the work of sanctification. Readily recognize what He wants you to do. That's what it means. When you're able to renew your mind, you're able to test and approve, which means readily recognize what He wants for you, and more than just recognize it, quickly respond because your heart has been softened. Your heart has been sanctified or is being sanctified, justified, redeemed, sanctified, responding quickly through a progressive changing of your mindset and your motives. And as such, you begin to realize how good, pleasing, and perfect your life in God is. From need to want to, from discovery to desire, from decision to determination unto destiny. In other words, I don't need to, I want to. I don't just discover the gospel, I desire the gospel. I didn't just make a decision, I have the determination, the destiny, because I want the best of God for me. This is the process of sanctification. How does it work? It begins with the renewing of our minds through day-by-day renewal. It's not just every week, every month, every year. It's day-by-day. When you click the button of justification and redemption, what happens is that's instant. You're justified. When you click that button of the gospel, you're redeemed. Redemption is instant. There's no working for it. You're justified and redeemed instantly by simply believing in Jesus. But what people don't understand is that is also true for sanctification. When you click the gospel, you're not just justified, you're not just redeemed. The process of sanctification begins. And so what happens is you're sanctified. You're not doing it out of fear, but you're not doing it out of just behaving or trying to behave. You're doing it out of the gratefulness that you got because you've been justified for free. You've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. And as such, that process of sanctification happens. However, in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says this, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, though outwardly things might not be working the way we want to, yet inwardly we are being transformed, sanctified, renewed day by day." Not week by week, not month by month, not year by year, day by day. As we understand the gospel, as we live for Jesus, that's why prayer is so important. That's why meditating on the word is so important. That's why proclaiming Jesus at every meal is so important, because every time we do that, we're not just reaffirming our justification, our redemption, we're reconfirming our sanctification. And sanctification is simply that, the transformation work of Jesus in our lives to learn to avoid sin, learn to have self-control, and thus leading into a life of holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4:16 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day, sanctified by the gospel of Jesus Christ." So how does it work? Through the renewing of our minds, through day by day renewal, and finally, through the pursuit of renewal. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 says, "But you, man of God, flee from all this." There it is. Avoid all of this and pursue righteousness. It's one thing to avoid sin. It's another thing to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and endurance. What does pursuing mean? Well, simply put, to strive to achieve a goal or objective with great effort, dedication, passion, focus, aspiration. That's as much as like you're pursuing a career. You're pursuing financial success or love, and there's nothing wrong with any of those. Love in relationships. It is pursuing greater knowledge or physical fitness or well-being. In short, pursue righteousness. If you're going to see the process of sanctification working in your life, it involves this process of pursuing righteousness. Now, how does that look like? Well, it says, fight the good fight of faith. In other words, every day you fight the good fight of faith, believing that God has justified me, God has redeemed me, and God is continually sanctifying me. And then take hold of the eternal life for which you have, to which you have been called. When you were made good, when you made your good confession in the gospel in the presence of many witnesses. How does it work? Through the renewing of our minds, through the day-to-day renewal of God, through the pursuit of renewal. Which finally, as I land this message, the benefits of sanctification. The first benefit is freedom from sin. That's why a lot of people who think they confess the gospel and are justified, they are justified and redeemed, but if they don't understand the fullness of the gospel and are not being sanctified, they're never going to be free from sin. Romans 6 verse 21 says, what benefit did you reap from the time that the things you are now ashamed of? From the things that you were ashamed of. He was asking them, what benefits did you get from the things, the sin that you lived in? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God because you've been redeemed by God, the benefit you reap, because He's redeemed you, you reap holiness, leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. In short, sanctification is the ultimate proof of your salvation. Yes, you might say, I've been justified and redeemed, but ultimately, it should show up in your life. And if it isn't showing up, it's very likely that you didn't really put your faith in the justifying, sanctifying, and redeeming blood of Jesus. Faith is what will cause it to be activated and to move. And as you progress it, by the way, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect overnight. It is a process. It is a long process. I am still being sanctified. But you know that more and more there is that ability, that tendency, the desire to avoid sin, the desire to walk more for God. That's the proof of it. The learning to have self-control leading into righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. The benefits of sanctification are clear. Freedom from sin, to grow from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 says, now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory. He's saying, we all who have been released from bondage, from slavery, from the captivity of the devil, we all with unveiled faces can contemplate, we can picture the glory of God, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory. We ourselves are being transformed as He is sanctifying us. This is the benefit which comes from the Lord who is the Holy Spirit. The benefits of sanctification, freedom from sin, to grow from glory to glory, to become more and more like Jesus. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11 says, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Because we've been sanctified, because God is perpetually, progressively causing us to be cleansed of sin, giving us the ability to say no to sin, avoiding it, and learning to have self-control, and being empowered by the Holy Spirit, and are being transformed from glory to glory, we become more and more like Him. As I review and close these 5 messages in the gospel, remember, when you hear the gospel, that's the message. You want to get the right message. As you progress, you begin to understand, I've been justified, approved by God, with something that I'm not worthy of, something that I receive simply by faith. In that process, He's redeemed me by the very precious blood of the Lamb. I'm washed clean. It has nothing to do with me. And He's progressively sanctifying me. And what is sanctification? Well, simply put, it's God's will. It's God's work. It's God's process. How does it work? Well, it begins with the renewing of your mind. Secondly, through day-by-day renewal and the pursuit of that renewal. And finally, the benefits of sanctification is freedom from sin, to grow from glory to glory, to become more like Jesus. Pick up a bread and a cup as we proclaim the message of the gospel and our joy in being children of God. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gospel that has saved us. Thank you for the justification, the redemption, and the ongoing sanctification of our lives. To you be glory and praise forever and ever. And everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.